2, 1, begin transmission.
Hello, hello, hello. My name's Tobe. You probably knew that. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another, let's call it a budget nature expedition. It's a lovely Friday. The weather is pretty much perfect for me. It's about 62 degrees. It's sunny. And there's not a whole hell of a lot of wind. So that's good for many different things. So today I decided to come out and, I don't know, look for mushrooms or do something, as we always do. And so I came out to the funny end of Tranquility Park. I am near my secret mushroom grounds, but not actually there. Let me change my glasses, take off my sunglasses here. And I'm glad I came here today because as I was approaching this area, there was a big sign in the street that says Fort Street will be closed starting tomorrow. And from 120th to 132nd Street, which includes the little access road to this end of the park. And it didn't say how long things were going to be shut down. But nonetheless, it will be. So I'm glad I'm here today, because we won't be able to come here tomorrow. Or probably for the rest of the season. Who knows? Maybe they're finally going to widen the street. You know, this little stretch is only 2 lanes. And the rest of the street is 4, divided even. All right, so I am now in the forest. And I'm walking along and I'm checking these trees, because I'm thinking, you know what we need to find? We need to find us some chocolate tube fungus. I don't think we have found any chocolate tubes all year. And since yesterday we found a mushroom that we hadn't seen all year, namely the shaggy manes, I thought maybe today we will find some other unfounded ones. But not as of yet. I'm tromping through dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk. And I'm walking towards the dead birch forest. I'm on a path. There are some bicyclists here today, so we got to make sure that, there's a bike. I'm walking on a bike path. There's a long bike path that winds through this forest. And I noticed that there was a few cars in the parking lot. And all the cars have bike racks on them. So, we need to be sure to watch out for bicyclists, etc. Oh, I just almost ran into a tree. Also, pay more attention to where we're going. And I may have just walked into a web, maybe not. If we're lucky, all of the bicyclists have already ridden through here a few times to clear out the webs. Oh, I hear something uphill. Is there a dude up there? Or is there just a bicyclist coming through? I don't know. We'll probably find out in a couple minutes. If it's a bicyclist, we'll be running into him in 60 seconds. If it's a dude, we may or may not be running into him. So keep your eyes open. It also has occurred to me that we haven't seen any deer for a while. Maybe we'll see deer. It's a little afternoon. But you know, now that I've actually said, maybe we'll see a deer, now we won't. Because we only run into the dudes that we run into that when we're not looking for them. I've noticed that that is a recurring pattern. All right. So I'm just about 50 meters away from the dead birch forest. I'm walking through a live forest. And around in here, we often get a big flush of those hamburger bun mushrooms. They look like hamburger buns. But I'm not seeing anything. And I'm getting closer to Fort Street. Wait, what's that over there? Nope. It's a styrofoam cup. I saw a big white thing. And as we work our way into the dead birch forest here, we are very close to Fort Street. You can probably hear the traffic going by. This is a fairly busy street. This is probably the... I don't want to say it's the... Ooh, what's this? This looks like fox poop. We got poop right in the middle of the path. And who loves to poop right in the middle of the path? That's right, foxes. But anyway, what I was saying is Fort Street is one of our northernmost main thoroughfares, at least in this part of town. And so it is a high traffic area. Dun dun dun, I'm looking for dudes now. You know, when you're looking for mushrooms, you gotta look pretty much like straight down. But when you're looking for dudes, you gotta look forward. Did I just walk through another web? Who cares? Alright, we are in the midst of the dead birch forest. It smells a little birchy, but not as birchy as it smells other times of the year. I'm looking at all the birch logs that have fallen to the ground, looking for mushrooms on the logs, and I'm not seeing any. No fungus types of buddies anywhere, but that's okay. Maybe we'll find some up here somewhere. Maybe we need to get back into the conifers, the carnivorous bit of the forest. Find us some chocolate tube. That's what we're mainly concentrating on today. Chocolate tube fungus. All right, so we're kind of exiting the dead birch forest. And we're going to be working our way into the coniferous bits here in a minute. I'm only about 30 yards from Fort Street, watching the traffic go by. All right, now here's the interesting part. Here's the weird part of the forest where all the trees got topped. These have been cut. Somebody cut these. Some of them are broken. Here's an interesting white fungus growing on this tree that's been uprooted. But it's just, you know, white blobs. It's not a mushroom yet, and it's not doing anything yet. It's just in that, you know, growing stage. Alright, so let's keep moving here. There's some birds, there's some broken trees. Must have been a bird. I keep hearing things. This is a pretty good forest. There's lots of ground cover. It's all about chest high. So you can't see the ground. So if there's little dudes hiding under the stuff, you can't see them. And there could be rabbits in here. There could be foxes in here. What was that? See, and now, maybe I'm just hallucinating. I keep thinking I'm hearing stuff. I might be hearing stuff, like I said. Could be hearing little dudes who are hiding. But I'm not finding any. The area I'm in right now is also a good place to find skunks. I have found skunks out here multiple times, but not recently. I don't know what happened to our skunk population. This year I think I saw one or two as roadkill, but I haven't seen a skunk running around in quite a while. And I do like them. They're very fun. Wow, what's this going on under here? Here's a tree that's got some kind of funky fungus growing on around the base of it. I guess there's some in the tree too, but not much. Again, just more white blobs. Nothing definitive and nothing worth taking a photo. Okay, oh, that's just a squirrel. I heard a big animal moving that time. Oh, it's a squirrel just running up a tree. Okay. So what was that? Oh, skunks. Yeah. Where's my skunkies? Skunks are fun. They're hilarious. They look like fat kitties. Oh, there's a mushroom hiding underneath these plants back in there. Just a single little white dude. Skunks are fun. They have no fear. You can hang out with them as long as you don't spook them. As you may or may not know, the last thing you want to do with a skunk is to spook it. Things will get very stinky very fast. Still just walking along the path here, going back and forth. This path is a series of switchbacks as it works its way up this hill. And that's why you can hear traffic again. Yeah. Going towards 4th Street, going away from 4th Street, going towards 4th Street, going away, working my way up the hill, looking for dudes, looking for mushrooms. Alright. This is mostly kind of a green area. And it's still green, even though it's fall. See, here's some more of this funky white stuff growing here where a tree used to be. Funky white stuff. And there's some more of it right down on that log over there. And this stuff is not the beginning of chocolate tube. When chocolate tube is first starting to form, it forms these little light green bumps. Kind of looks like, well, like duckweed or like lichen on a log. And then really quick it shoots up these brown tubes. And it looks really weird. Chocolate tube fungus. It's one of my favorites just because it looks so wacky. And when it gets into chocolate tube state, that's when it's sporing out. And you've heard me talk about puffballs, how they like to puff out their spores, especially if you poke them. And I love to poke them. Chocolate tubes, they do the same thing. You can brush them with your finger or a stick or something, and you can just see all the spores coming out of the tubes, and it looks like powdered cocoa. All right, here's some little tiny coprinus mushrooms growing in this needle litter. I'm at the part where the forest changes from deciduous to coniferous, and so there's a lot of needles on the ground, and there's a lot of little mushrooms growing up. This is also where we can often find gem-studded puffballs. Gem-studded puffballs. Oh, see, here's a bunch more of these little tiny coprinus. Oh, there's a load of them in here. Cool. These are tiny, less than a centimeter in diameter. But, gem-studded puffballs love to grow in needle litter. Oh, wow. And I'm looking on the other side of the path here, and there's just more of these little coprinus jobs. Just tons of them. Very cool. nothing very photogenic, but, you know, cool to say the least. I could take a photo. I could take a photo of me standing here, and I could take a picture of the ground, and you probably wouldn't be able to see him. And yes, of course, I could, you know, macro lens it up and do all that, but once you've seen one tiny Caprinus, you've seen them all. Caprinus is Caprinus. Now see, here's a more bunch more. And that's the funny thing about shaggy manes. They don't look anything like these, and they're Caprinus. And shaggy manes are the king of Caprinus. They're not Caprinus rex, but they are Caprinus Caprinus. Wow, there's just tons of these little dogs. Well, there's a bunch back there. Just loads of them everywhere. Yeah, we couldn't find any mushrooms there for a while, but once we get into the coniferous trees, yeah, they're just lining this path. I look on each side of the path, I just look down, and there's more. There's a boatload more. There's some over here on this side. Whoa! Here's a rather large flush of them. Jeez, these are a little bit bigger too. Well, that one is practically almost 2 centimeters across its cap. What am I smelling? I don't know. Oh, that was my wrist. Oh, webs, webs, webs. Apparently there haven't been any bicyclists through this area because I'm walking through webs. Here's my favorite skunk zone. I'm looking around. I don't see any skunks. So we just keep on moving. Doodly-doo. I need to stop looking at the ground. I need to look at some of these trees to see if I can find any chocolate tube. Here's some more of that mysterious white scurf. We don't know what it is. Jeez, there's a lot of vines growing around here, too. A lot of these trees are dead. And that one's just creaking behind me. Here's some more of this scurf. Scurfy, scurfy. Here's a boatload more of those little Caprinus jobs. Look up, Tobe. Look at these trees, Tobe. We're looking for chocolate tube, not jokey Caprinus. Seems to me like this is an area where I often find my chocolate tube. Not seeing any, though. Still seeing a lot of these little Caprinus buddies and a lot of this white scurf. Here's some mycelium running in the dirt. I don't know what it is. Probably more of that white scurf in an earlier stage. Look at this! Here's a boatload of our little Caprinus dudes. I almost thought about taking a picture there, but nope, I'm not going to. And looking at trees, I'm not seeing any chocolate tube. And we are getting close to walking out of this particular section of the forest. And I'm looking. I'm not finding any chocolatey tube. Oh well. Usually we find it in the spring, but I remember a couple years ago I did find some in the fall too. Some mushrooms are spring only, some are fall only, some are both, if conditions are just right. Okay, so I'm walking out of this section of the forest. Doot de doo. And the path continues up this hill and goes in this place and that place. And oh, look. They looks like they're changing the path. Oh, there's a black kitty over there. Hi, kitty, I see you. Are you hunting? That's a hunting kitty. And we could go back down this path here, but we're not going to. I'm going to walk out through the open here. We're basically about halfway up the hill. And I'm going to walk back down into the forest further over here. Here's a little butterfly. Sometimes I find some animal tracks up here on this part of the path, but not today. And this is not the part of the path, this is not where I want to go back down into the forest. And what's over there? What is, oh, I thought I saw something. No, it's people walking their dog, and they got a big dog. A big, big dog. Oh, look at this. I'm walking back down into the forest here, and looks like they've changed the path. And being as I don't know where these paths go, maybe I shouldn't follow it. Or maybe I should. I don't know. Let's just go down this path. We're going to take a different direction than I was planning. And that's fine. Because this path is really just one big giant loop. And you will eventually end up where you came from. In this part of the forest, it starts off coniferous right up here at the top, and it turns deciduous. And this is the interesting part, because it's very dark. It's very dark in here. And now there's moss on the side of the path instead of, you know, coprinus mushrooms. Lots of moss, lots of moss. And if memory serves, down here is a place where I have found puffballs many times in the past. But I'm not seeing any. Oh, and I just spooked a bun. And I just noticed the light was just right. I'm about to walk into a web. So we'll get a web stick. And here's my bun again. Hi, Mr. Bun. And he goes hoppity hop. Hoppity hopping bunny into the underbrush. Okay, see you later, bun. That's nice to see a bun. And this is an area where I have found a chocolate tube in the past also. I'm checking all these trees and I'm not finding any. Budget Nature Expeditions is not finding anything today. Well, we found a bun, so that's good. Everybody likes buns. But of course, we did come out to find chocolate tube. We're not finding any chocolate tube today. That dog I just saw might have been a chocolate lab. It looked very labby, and it was brown. Hey, this area is damp. It's wet around here. This dirt is kind of muddy. So I'm looking around for mushrooms, and I'm not seeing any. You'd think some would be popping up. But no. Okay, fine. We'll just keep walking along the path here. Now, I can't remember. Does this break up? Or does this section break down? I think it breaks up, but we can cut through the forest. Here's some more of that scurf. It's very interesting. Growing in the bark of a tree. Much like we would find chocolate tube. Oh, yeah, this path breaks up and now I'm heading back up the hill. Yeah, this is a very twisty and turny path. Like I mentioned, it is a bike path, and so I guess turning a lot is interesting for bicyclists, and so this path turns back and forth. I'm turning back and going the other direction again. And now the sun is in my eyes. How did that happen? I do not know. But I'm going back up the hill enough that I'm back in the coniferous part of the forest. So I'm going to slow my stride down. And I can see the ground in some of these areas. Looking for mushrooms. Checking the trees. Looking for chocolate tube. I hear voices. Here's a bicyclist going by. And we got some people on the path over there a bit. Talking. Probably the dog people. But now, my path turns away from them. Starts heading back downhill. So, I'm checking trees. Still looking for chocolate tube fungus. And I'm not finding much of anything. I thought today would be a good mushroom day. I guess I was wrong. Sometimes you're gonna get it right. Sometimes you're gonna get it wrong. The trick is to just keep looking. Because you will find them. Jeez. Here we are in a dark part of the coniferous forest. The path has, again, bent around. I'm actually getting back close to being back down, but the path, if I remember correctly, breaks up again. It goes uphill. See, here's a good wet spot, too. It's wet and it's kind of shady in here. Where's my mushrooms? Where's all my dudes? Where's my puffballs? I want to see some big puffs. I haven't seen any big puffs in a while. But now we're kind of working our way back up the hill. I'm checking all these trees. Looking for the chocolate tube. Well, this moss is really going nuts. It's enjoying this weather. Some of this moss is really big. And here we have our dog buddy. Yeah, who's a good boy? Yeah, you're a good doggy.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, I think we've got a bicyclist coming too. Nope, he's on the other path. All right, this is where, yep, this is where we take a shortcut. I'm gonna walk through the forest for 2 meters here, get back on the other loop of this path. And then this path just bends right down here. And this is where we came into the forest. Dun, dun, dun. So, we'll just sort of exit our foresty area here. And now we're walking through the grass. And we're back on, well, we're almost back on the pavement. I gotta switch glasses, because now I'm back in the sun. Oh, here's a grasshopper. Put my sunglasses back on. And we're good. Back on the pavement, overlooking the little kids' soccer fields, and they're being mowed. And even though somebody just left, another car just pulled in. People are getting out. They got bicycle helmets on. They're going bicycling. Yay, everybody loves to bike. Oh, and look, here's a fuzzy caterpillar. Hey, fuzzy caterpillar. He's hauling ass across the street. Nobody run over me. Now he's climbing up the curb. And he's black and fuzzy, and he's got a big brown stripe. And something about the length of those brown stripes will predict how bad the winter is. Can't remember if it's shortness, length, or whatever. It doesn't matter, because we've come to the part of the show where I say you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, masquerading as Budget Nature Adventures. Another car full of bicyclists is pulling in right behind me. And you can hear me talk about whatever every day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. But for now, I gotta go. So see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.